It was a really fun process. I had this clarity. And so for 10 hours a day for 29 days, I was typing away on that computer.
This week on the Young and Dumb podcast, we have Jordan Paris from PA, but he's down to join the Florida Sun. Jordan makes his influence known nationwide. While still in college, Jordan published his own book called Growth Mindset University. Its success inspired his next venture, a podcast with the same name. If college, a book, and podcasting wasn't enough, he's a personal trainer, a blogger, a website developer, and an entrepreneur. So this week, we flow with Jordan.
So at the beginning of this episode, we heard a brief snippet of how Jordan gets into these flow states where he's just able to write for hours at a time. So we had to give him the word flow. Freewheeling. He does what he puts his mind to. No matter how many people tell him no, he finds a way to achieve it. Level-headed. An author, running several businesses, all while being a student. But he still keeps the same mentality and never lets it get to his head. Online is the key for Jordan. From his website design business to finding all the information he needed to write his book, he found it online. It's a beautiful place if you know how to use it. Wasteful, the complete opposite of Jordan. When he wrote his book, he would get into these flow states where he would sit and write for hours on end, usually skipping meals on those days, and he would never even notice. So this week, we learn about the flow state with Jordan Paris.
Welcome back to another episode of the Young and Dumb podcast. It's your host, Justin and Gary, back again. Get your grind up. We have episode 90 for you guys, and with us on board with us today, from PA, currently living it up in Florida, we have Jordan. Jordan, say what's up to the people.
What is up? Justin and Gary, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on board with us today. I know we were going to do this yesterday, but we didn't want to run into any trick-or-treaters on the way, but we're glad to have you on board. We're going to introduce you to the Young and Dumb way and waste no more time. Get right into it. Let us know who you are and what you're doing right now.
Well, of course, my name is Jordan Paris. As you just said, I am 21 years old and I am an author. Last year, I wrote a book called Growth Mindset University. Essentially, I wrote a book about learning. Learning is what drives me. You know, I always say you're growing or you're dying. There's no in between. If your relationship is not growing, it's shrinking. If your business is not growing, it's shrinking. I have a podcast by the same name, Growth Mindset University. And I've been having a blast with that and been creating some content on LinkedIn and have some plans. And I'm just going to keep writing and living it up. And I'm just enjoying life, man. Learning to surf the waves of life through the ups and the downs.
I love it, man. And before we jump into all of that journey into creating your book, what you've got planned now, you've got to explain to all of our listeners the view that we have right now in terms of all of these books that we're staring at. How many books do you have and how did those get there?
Because you're missing a bunch of them that are not even in the picture too. There's got to be close to 70 or 80 books here, maybe even more. And how did they get here? Well, this is my favorite shelf right here. I know people can't see it, but these are all my favorite books. Right up there is The Sun Does Shine, a book that written by Anthony Ray Hinton. He was on death row for 30 years for something he was falsely accused of. Just a really eye-opening book. And then, of course, the classics like 4-Hour Workweek, Awaken the Giant Within, Way of the Peaceful Warrior. Those are my top four. And how did they get there? I mean, It's been a process over the years. I know in junior year of high school, I wanted to do everything I could to get a leg up, really better myself, really change my life. And I picked up Awaken the Giant Within, right up there by Tony Robbins, and it awoke the giant within. And so every year I kept. It was hard. You know, my first book I read, it was, Awaken the Giant Within. It was, it took me probably, I think it was 45, 50 days it was tough. I was, you know, it was 10 pages a day, if that. But, you know, I probably read, you know, 4 books that year. The next year, I think I read 6, and the next 12. And this year, I'm at 26, about to be 28. I'm about to finish up 2 books right now. And it just keeps on going. I mean, I haven't read all of them here. Out of the 70 or so, you know, I probably read like 50. I got a big up next list. Books are a great way to, people have packaged the, you know, 10 years of experience, 20, 30 years of experience into, you know, 200 pages that you can download in hours. You can download years of knowledge in hours, decades in hours. It just makes so much sense. I mean, it's like, it's life is an open note test, but a lot of people don't use their notes, even though it's not even cheating. It just doesn't make sense to me not to use the notes on the test when you're allowed to. So, yeah.
I mean, one concept that you brought up earlier that I thought was really cool, super underrated. You said you had a favorite shelf. That's not something I hear every day. I think that's super dope. Listeners out there, get your grind up, get yourself a favorite shelf, put your books on it, get after it. One thing that I learned while reading your profile here, that you're essentially the jack of all trades when it comes to media. You've created your own book, you have a podcast. Let the listeners know what else you're getting your hands on to.
Yeah, actually, something I always forget this. You know, it's very low key, you know, in terms of my personal brand, but actually my main source of income, if you will, is web development. I develop websites for people, and you know, in my eyes, you're either the best or you're the cheapest, and I'm the best. I stand by that, you know, with websites. Like for me, it's WordPress or nothing. And that's how I roll. So, I mean, yeah, the podcast, the book, and, you know, websites. I love creating websites for me and for people. What else in media? Social media, of course. I mean, that's me. I don't know.
No, that's awesome. And I love how you said it's low key, because you're not one of those guys that are out there saying like, oh, I do this, I make this amount of money, I do this, blah, 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 buy my course, yada, yada. And I've always been one to really appreciate people like yourself. If you look at LinkedIn, for example, right? LinkedIn is supposed to be this professional platform that's supposed to give you all of these leads, blah, 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 blah. But if you look at some of the best content creators, the people that are actually getting good business from LinkedIn, they're not the people that are on there saying, oh, come buy my plan. Or when they connect with you, they say, oh, come buy my product. They're people like Mark Metry, where yeah, if you look at him, you think that his number one piece of income is his podcast. But when you actually dive into it, his income comes from his marketing company, which he doesn't really preach about through LinkedIn. And then if you look at someone like Paul Dio, his content, a lot of it is just him asking his followers questions. And then he's a financial advisor, and he just gets that because he's able to build a good relationship with these people through the internet. And then that converts over into like real life dollars. So I've always been grateful for people like yourself that kind of fly under the radar that way. But with that, how did you get into web development? Are you a coder? Did you go that type of route, or are you more of the design side?
Well, I would say, how did I get into that? Well, I had to create my own website. And so that's, you know, I quickly realized that I kind of like it. And I'm not too shabby at it. And, you know, with each website, I just get exponentially better and better. Probably a couple months after I launched my first website, on my own, I was like, wait a minute, I can do this for other people. Why not? And so I started doing that. And so, you know, what am I? Well, I'm not necessarily a coder per se, but WordPress.com. WordPress is essentially a degree nowadays. WordPress is very hard to learn. It is not easy to learn at all. And you know, people try and do WordPress by themselves, and it's just sometimes it's best left to a professional. It's not just, I mean, it's not just design, and WordPress is really, it's a tough skill for sure. But, and I always say WordPress or nothing, but yeah, that's me.
So we've had a stint with WordPress. We've had our experiences, and me personally, I've had some experiences with WordPress outside of the podcast as well. And we've tried to do some things. We've had some successes, and then we've had some failures with WordPress as well. But what are some tips that you could give to people looking to start their own websites, whether it's for entrepreneurial purposes, blogging purposes, personal purposes? What would you have to say to them?
Yeah, it's important to get this out there. A bad website is a liability. You don't want to put a website up just to put a website up. A bad website is for sure a liability. It's bad look for your brand, your image, which is very important. Having a website, it's probably not as important in driving traffic or in driving dollars nowadays, than LinkedIn. I would say, your brand over on LinkedIn is very important, in terms of driving all sorts of stuff. But a website is just it's still a must have in today's world. It's a very long game in terms of your brand. And so what I would recommend, I learned it from this guy. If you go to Tyler.com, I think he has 28, like 5 to 10 minute videos. There's 28 lessons on how to do everything. And you pretty much just create a website right alongside with him. And yeah, you're going to get frustrated and it's going to be hard, but it's kind of foolproof. And it's not going to be the best website right away, but I mean, it's going to give you the foundation. You can start playing around and get better and better and better.
Okay. Yeah. Tyler.com. Cause something that at least I've noticed with the content creation side of things and editing videos is when you're first getting started, you don't really know what words to really look up. Like everyone says, oh, all you need to do is Google. But if you don't know what words to Google, Google is kind of useless to you. So I guess Tyler.com is a great asset for anyone out there who's trying to learn website design. Thank you for that. I've never heard of it before, but I'm definitely going to check it out after this.
Yeah, it's this guy named Tyler. He's a badass for sure.
Definitely.
I was listening to the Herd podcast earlier this week, and he's actually talking about podcasts because, Cowherd talks about everything. One thing he said, going off of what you said, was that websites were so important that back in the day, if you had a cool website, it was just like a plus. Like, they had a cool website. That's nice. But now if you don't have a cool website or a legitimate website, your brand is illegitimate. Like, there goes your brand. You can't do anything. You can't progress if your website isn't up to par. So 100%. Going off what you're saying, Jordan, like that's, you're 100% on there.
100%. I mean, people are, astounded by my website. It's just an amazing piece of credibility.
Definitely. So with that, let's dive into your book. You published it when you were 20? 20, when you're 20, right? So how does one become an author at 20? How does that process even begin?
Yeah, I woke up March 18th of 2018 and I had no idea I was going to start writing a book that day. No clue. I was at the pool. I was at my pool and I was just reading a book on the ledge, per usual. And I can't tell you how the thought came to me. It just did. Just hit me in that moment that, wait a minute, I can write a book. I should write a book. And it wasn't even 2 seconds. I got up, went up to grab my computer, and I foolishly, before I started typing the introduction, but I sat down with my computer this lasted a second. I questioned myself. I was like, wait, am I really gonna do this? And it was a couple of seconds, like I said, and I just said, yep, I'm going to do it. I didn't let myself think about it. And that's the key, because the more time you have to think about a big decision, some big task, I think the less likely you are to actually do it, or and maybe even overthink it. So I made that decision, and then I started foolishly writing the introduction, just going right into it blind. And I realized, you know, within a couple of minutes, I was like, wait a minute, no, this is not going to work. And so I grabbed my notebook, and I wrote out 50 or so talking points, everything that I wanted to cover throughout the book. And I just so that, number one, I had clarity, and number two, I wouldn't leave anything out. I wouldn't forget anything. It's hard to keep it all up in your head as you're writing the book. So I wrote out those talking points, and you know what they became? They became my chapter titles, my headings, my subheadings, and all throughout the book. And then from there, I created a rough table of contents, sort of the order of what I wanted my book to be. And from there, then I had all the steps laid out. And what do you do when you have the steps laid out, guys? You just walk up the steps, right? So I started walking up the steps. I wrote it chapter by chapter as I had outlined in my rough table of contents. And it was a really fun process. I had this clarity. And so for 10 hours a day, for 29 days, I was typing away on that computer, getting into, and you got to have big chunks of time like that. You can't write a book 30 minutes at a time, because you're never going to get into a flow state. Your mind is not going to get into that flow state where the words are just spewing. Like, it's just, the words are coming out. But it takes 30 minutes to an hour to get in there. You know, the first 30 minutes, 20 minutes suck. And I'd probably get rid of them, delete them. Sometimes you got to tear the whole thing down. But eventually you get into that flow state and you just can't stop. Like, lunch rolls around and I was like, no. I even though the food was right there, I just said, no, I couldn't get up. I was just glued. I was in such an intense state of focus, uninterrupted focus, that I didn't want to stop. And so I lost 10 pounds over 29 days. And I'm a small guy, for people that can't see me. I'm a personal trainer as well. I forgot about that. But I still haven't gained that weight back. I'm 145 pounds. I just think my body wants to be 145 now. And so, yeah, from March 18th, the inception of the idea on that grand afternoon at the pool, to April 17th, that was the writing process. And then from April 17th to May 17th, 2018, that was me getting things ready for publication and really just, you know, editing, of course, the cover. I taught myself how to do the cover, I know it's a good cover, but this is coming. I've been complimented over and over again on the cover. I mean, I freaking worked on it. And so I taught myself how to do that. And then, yeah, I twiddled my thumbs for a little bit. And I just, because I wanted to wait for Mother's Day, it was like May 13th. I hadn't told anyone I was writing the book, and not even my parents. And so it was my Mother's Day, my gift to my mother on Mother's Day, May 13th. And then May 17th is one of my top two memories in my life. May 17th, the day I published it, it was I was in LA for the month running my friend Steve Jordan. He's a celebrity trainer out there. He went to Italy for the month of May, and he left me to run the studio. And so I was out there, and my mother, you know, I go out to LA every summer, and my mother wanted to visit me this time. You know, she's like, you always go out here. And, you know, and I think it might be cool to visit you. And, you know, you're always out there alone. So she came and visited me for, you know, 4 or 5 days. And, so yeah, May 17th, it was me and my mother in Los Angeles. And we had a great day. Just the whole day was so magical. Because nobody knew. It was almost, it was like a coming out party. It was really something special. I felt like I just really showed myself to the world, showed my true colors to the world. It was surreal.
That's it. That's incredible. And I'm glad that you were able to share that moment with your mom, with your family, and I guess the world by, you know, showing yourself through the book. That's a moment that I wish I have in the future. I'm planning on writing a book. When that will happen, who knows, but it's definitely in the mindset there. But again, you're doing so many different things with writing the book, podcast, web development, personal trainer. How do you find the time to juggle all these things at such a young age? What are some of your tips on getting everything done in the time frame that you have set for yourself?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've never quite had an issue with that. And I make time for balance too. I don't want people to think I'm way out of balance. I mean, I hang out with friends every day. I make sure I have conversations like this every single day, whether it's out by the pool or somewhere on campus. I still go to school, unfortunately, but balance is the ultimate goal for sure. And when I was writing the book, though, I was out of balance just, you know, for that 29 days. I mean, it was 10 hours a day. It was like the only thing I did, but that's okay. Other than that, I've been pretty balanced. How do we get everything done? Well, it's really just necessity. I've read High Performance Habits, a great book by Brendon Burchard. And, you know, the most successful people in the world, when asked how they did it, it was just because their necessity was high. They felt like they needed to do it. And I feel the same way. Like, I just need to do this stuff. It rises to the top of my priorities, the book, the podcast. And, I don't have all the answers in life. The first line of my book is I know nothing. Like, I'm quite ignorant, you know, and I laugh at myself sometimes. So why am I saying that? Well, I don't have the perfect answer to your question right there.
I feel like with people like us, people who are always trying to do something new or just trying different things all the time, it's a matter of just saying yes to so many things and then just figuring it out from there. Like, we don't really have a plan. We just know that we'll find a way to do it. And I think that's more of a mindset more than like any tip or trick that someone can kind of understand or learn. Does that make sense?
Right. You know what? Actually, just came to me a better answer for this question. Actually, you know what I do is I did it for the book. I do it for every big audacious goal that I have that requires extra clarity. I'll write out 3 to 10 steps. What is it going to take to do this? I could get out my notebook and read off the steps for my book, but I'm not going to. I don't have that on hand. But it goes back to laying out the steps so that what? You can walk up the steps.
Yeah.
And you can do that with your day. You can do that with a big goal. You can do that with anything. You just got to lay out the steps. What is it going to take? Right?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, planning goes such a long way, and so many people don't necessarily plan because they're like, oh, I'm more of a go with the flow type of person. I'll figure it out as I go. And so many times when you're planning something out, it helps a lot more. Like, people, like, for instance, last summer, me and Michelle went on a vacation for like 2 weeks, and it only cost us, I say only, but it cost us about like $1,200 each, which really isn't that bad for 2 weeks in a foreign country. And people were like, how are you guys doing this, everything like that, for so cheap? Like, you're 21 years old. And we're like, we just planned ahead and we planned everything out. We knew where we were going. We used Airbnb and we knew how much money we were going to spend a day, yada, yada, yada. And we stick to that.
And that's exactly what you did with your book. Like, you set out those steps, you knew what you had to do, and you stuck with it because you figured out those steps that you knew that you had to take to actually achieve your goal.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Going with the flow is one of my biggest pet peeves. All right, only dead fish go with the flow. A lot of people go with the flow. When people say, oh, I hear it all the time. I'm just a go with the flow type of person. You know, when I hear that from women, it's like an instant turn off. Like, I can have fun with you, but I can't, you know, it can't be anything more. Like, we're just not compatible. I'm not a go with the flow type of person. Why? Because, well, when you go with the flow, you know, you go with the flow so long and eventually you fall over the waterfall. You fall over Niagara Falls. You fall over the waterfall of life into a pit of you know, you're falling way down. When really, you know, let's say, you know, you have bad spending habits, you're just going with the flow and eventually you run out of money. Well, if you didn't go, it's just funny because this bankruptcy could have been prevented by better decisions further upstream, but instead they just went with the flow and they fell off the waterfall. So.
See, I prefer the terms guidelines, not a go with the flow, not a strict, like, every second of my day planned out, but, you know, just have guidelines, know what you want to get done. And then whatever's left in between, you kind of just fill those holes with what comes to you. I mean, because as we all live life, we all know that life is unpredictable and it often throws curveballs at us. But to compensate for that, if we know what we have to get done, we can essentially plan for that and then have that extra time to, you know, fill in the holes with whatever we want to do there. So, like, just how whenever you, you know, you record, you design websites, you still get time to chill with friends. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure that's not something that's like, I have to chill with my friends every single day. But, like, you have time in your day where I've gotten what I need to get done. Go hang with some buds, you know, like, chill out.
Precisely. You know, I've also done, I also have mechanisms in place too, where I've created a wealth of time for myself. Time wealth is the most important type of wealth. So, you know, all my operations are quite efficient, even outsourced in some areas.
Definitely. And I think that comes with time, you know, like, I think especially with business, when you're first starting out and you're doing everything on your own, it gets to that point where you realize that you can't keep doing everything around you. You have to find that either you outsource this, like you said, or you find some friends to help you along the way, whatever it may be, you have to get to that point. And I want to take a step back to your book. In terms of publishing it, what were the steps that you took? Did you self-publish it? Did you go with a publisher? How did that whole process go?
Yeah, I went with a company called CreateSpace, which is a company that Amazon bought out a while ago. I mean, Amazon, as I was publishing this book, I come to realize they own like 20 different publishing companies. They're really, I mean, we know they're taking over the book industry, but they're really taking over the book industry in a way that you have no idea. And so CreateSpace is one of those companies. And so essentially CreateSpace is a company that helps you self-publish it. So yeah, createspace.com.
Yeah, that's incredible. And, you know, Amazon's just sticking true to their roots. I mean, everyone knows they started with books. Makes sense that they grow with that, you know, never forget where you came from. But going off of all of this, I want to shift focus back to you. And I want to take your journey and turn it into a loading bar. Yeah. So from 0 to 100%, where do you feel like you are right now on your loading bar?
Oh, I'm just getting started. I'm like, I'm probably 10% or less. Okay. I'm just, you know, I'm always just getting started. You know, I feel like when you feel like you're at the pinnacle, when you feel so comfortable and you feel like you're there, that's when you're most in danger of a crash. Oh yes.
I definitely hear that. So, help us forecast a little bit. Let us know what 100% for you looks like.
Yeah, it's actually a great question, Gary. What does 100% look like to me? Well, it looks to me, you know, a life beautifully designed. What does a life beautifully designed look like to me? It's filled with lots of love, laughter, learning, growth, and giving. That's really what it comes down to. You know, loving relationships, really just, I mean, let's keep it simple. I mean, would you like to know any more about one specific area? I mean, that's what it looks like to me. You know, never stop learning. And yeah.
No, I mean, I think that's a great place to leave it off, because it's so, like, I always hate that question that you get in interviews, like, where do you see yourself in 10 years, right? And how can you know? You know what I mean? Like, if you look over your life over the past year or two, it's probably nothing like the life that you envisioned when you were just getting started in college. Like, it changes so rapidly, especially with technology and those things that you just listed off. Like, how you're going to achieve those things might look like one thing today, but by the time you actually achieve them, are going to look totally different than what you think that they are, most likely.
Oh, yeah, precisely. It's about being open. That's what, you know, having growth mindset is at its core, really being about open to these experiences, open to all experiences.
Exactly. So with that, we get to move into our deep thinking question. So I hope you have a growth mindset for these, because a lot of people get stumped with them. So are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready, yeah.
All right, so let's imagine 100 years from now, you've accomplished everything that you've ever wanted to in life. You're at that 99.9999% on your loading bar. But everything that you've ever touched and accomplished is going to disappear when you die. What are three things that you're going to pick to be remembered for?
I wouldn't say I'm that important. I wouldn't say I'm going to be that important. I have no illusions that I'm good. You know, I'm going to leave this amazing impact. You know, people say I want to make an impact. They don't even know what it means. You know, I mean, to me, you got to define impact to be able to make an impact. And for me, I write about it in my book. And impact for me, I mean, if one person reads my book and is touched by it, and that's happened many times over, you know, people have cried in front of me at certain about certain passages in the book, just so touched by it, by certain passages. And I just, you know, if I wouldn't say, you know, being remembered by, you know, the whole world, I mean, just to have left some sort of mark in one person's mind, you know, on one person's life, you know, whether it's my, you know, it's my partner, it's, you know, people that I help along the way, people that I lend helping hands to along the way, the people that I've helped publish books as well. Yeah. Sorry for the long roundabout answer. I apologize.
It's all good. Don't worry about it. So we're going to stick around that 100-year mark. Again, Justin's obsessed with us living till forever, essentially. So we're going to stick around that mark. And you brought all your family around. We're still on that last day before everything disappears. Your family's around, and you take a look to your favorite shelf, and there's a new book on the shelf, and it happens to be your autobiography of your entire life. So you take a look at that book, you open up to the first chapter, and that first chapter is your entire life up until this very second. What is the title of that first chapter?
Well, I would say, yeah, leaning into life with curiosity, joy, and love.
Okay, I like it. I like it. And what is the number one thing in that chapter then?
Okay, I see what you're doing here. You're right. You are gonna stump. You people do get stumped on these. This is tough. Well, yeah. what was your question again?
What
you really got me, Justin. You freaking got me. This is tough.
What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about that chapter?
The first thing that comes to my mind, I mean,
the number one thing that has happened in your life so far. What's the first thing when I say that comes to your mind?
Leaving people feeling uplifted. I don't know. That is the first thing that came to my mind. You know, treating, you know, greeting people as if, you know, like I haven't seen them in 2 years. Just really leaving people feeling uplifted. Really being a light in people's lives. I love love. I love sharing my love with other people. In all of my interactions, I lead with love. And so that's what comes to mind. I love eye contact. Some people can't make eye contact. It's crazy. It's so important in making other people feel important. And yeah, that's what comes to mind. My interactions, people underestimate the impact that they can have in their little everyday interactions.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you never realize when you smile at someone or you say hello to someone who might not think that you're going to say hello to them or whatever it may be, what that might mean to them. And you'll never know unless you do that action, you know, that one act of kindness, whatever it may be. So I definitely feel you on that.
Certainly.
But before we ask our last question, where can people find you? Where can they find this amazing book? What's the best place to contact you?
So my book is called Growth Mindset University. It's on Amazon. And I would love for people to give the podcast a try, also called Growth Mindset University. It's on Apple. It's on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And I'm really excited about that. You were on last week. And it was a great episode talking about education and, you know, a couple things that every college student should be doing if they want to land a high paying job out of school. But then also people like the week before I brought on Tiffany Pham, who is the founder and CEO of Mogul, which is this platform for women, which is, you know, which connects women. It's almost like I almost want to call it like a LinkedIn for women. And, you know, over 18 million users in 196 countries all over the world. She's 31 years old, but she's been named to Forbes 30 Under 30 in media, Elle Magazine, 30 Under 30 Business Insider, 30 Under 30. And, all these awards, she's a television personality. And so people like that, you know, that we've got on our show that we just have really, they just have great messages. You know, we're connecting, much like your show, we're connecting their messages to your earbuds, you know, so I'm bringing them to you.
No, yeah. Being on your podcast last week, it was honestly amazing. It was a great experience. You asked some dope questions. You definitely do your research. Your research is on par with Tim Allison. Like some of the questions that you guys asked me about, I wasn't expecting at all. You guys ask different questions than the standard, like, oh, what do you do with your life? How did you get to where you're doing today? Like, it's some deep questions, especially when we started talking about, like, the education system and everything like that.
Well, hey, I can give all the listeners a personal guarantee. This is my guarantee that your time will not be wasted. Not a minute of your time will be wasted plugging it, you know, giving the podcast a try, because I do my fucking homework. I put in the work. I make this work, and I know your time's not going to be wasted.
Most definitely. So
I'm respectful of people's time.
It's the most important currency that we've got. So before we ask our last question is, what is a question that you wish that we asked you?
Oh man. Okay. Buddy, I'm just so grateful. I'm just grateful that you've brought me on your show, Justin and Gary. I'm very grateful for that, and I've enjoyed the ride, just like I'm enjoying the ride of life. I'm surfing the waves of life, and I'm not upset that you guys didn't ask me anything. There's nothing that comes to mind. I'm content. This was a joyful experience in my life. This was a peaceful experience, and I thank you guys for that.
No problem. It's our pleasure. But I do want to ask a follow-up question, that if you had one last thing to leave to our listeners that you didn't already say, what would it be?
Yeah, sure. Live to learn and grow to give, right? Live to learn, grow to give. So you know, I think learning is so responsible, because if you're going to give to others, what are you going to give with? It's like, you know, a glass, a cup. You got to, if you're going to pour from your cup, you got to have something in your cup. And you, so you got to fill your cup first, right? And then you can pour out to others, and you fill your cup again and you pour out a little more. Live to learn, grow to give.
You heard it here first, people. Live to learn, grow to give. Jordan, it's been an honor. It's been a pleasure. We want to give you a huge Young and Dumb Get Your Grind Up thank you for coming onto the podcast, spending some time with us, dropping some knowledge, and sharing your book to the world. Much appreciated.
My pleasure. Thank you guys so much.
No problem. And listeners, if you want to learn a little bit more about Jordan, hop on our website, getyourgrindup.com, and check out his dumb profile. Or you can follow us on social, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Get Your Grind Up. And we will be back very soon with another episode of Young and Dumb. Stick around. We are getting closer to that century mark. We'll be there very, very soon. Always remember, we're all young and dumb.
And never forget, get your grind up.
See you guys soon. Peace.
Peace.